Rosa Nelly Hernandez is the chief patrol agent from the Grand Forks, North Dakota area. And welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure and an honor to be with you.
Well, tell me, Chief, what is the Grand Forks sector? What area of the northern border do you cover?
Okay, the North Dakota border and the Minnesota border, which is a total of 861 miles. That's what the Grand Forks sector encompasses as far as the border itself. We also cover six other states, and of course, would include Wisconsin, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Missouri. Iowa is the other one. But our focus, again, is on the border. So we've got four stations in North Dakota and four other stations in Minnesota, which is a total of eight.
You just opened a new one in Duluth.
We had a new facility, actually. They've been there for quite some time. We've had that Duluth station established for many years, but they were working out of the federal building downtown, which was a very small space for them, and that was acquired for three people back in the 70s, early 70s, and they're now up to approximately 20 folks in that working out of that station.
Now, I think you were sworn in, I think, in September as the new chief.
Officially, yes. I was sworn in. The change of command actually happened September 16th, but I entered on duty here officially and permanently on August the 2nd.
Well, in your role as chief of this particular sector, do you see any changes?
Actually, changes, not so much, but maybe to continue and enhance the operation that's already here. We're focusing primarily on developing our partnerships and relationships with the other law enforcement agencies, whether it be federal, state, tribal, even our Canadian partners. So we work with all other agencies, and in a sense, we create some force multipliers because the northern border obviously will not ever get enough agents to patrol the border adequately, and our communities, which are very rural communities on the border, wouldn't be able to absorb a huge number of personnel. So we're trying to be as sensitive as we can be to our area while actually making sure that we protect our border against all threats.
I understand that Border Patrol is working through, what is it, Stone Garden with the Cook County Sheriff?
Absolutely, yes. We've got Stone Garden across our border, both in North Dakota and Minnesota. So we've got all the counties that are immediately on the border working with us on Stone Garden. We're very, very grateful to all of those counties that have chosen to participate with us and work with us through Stone Garden.
Now, we received the news about a week or so ago about a new initiative, which is called the Resident Agent Program. Can you explain exactly what that is and how it works?
The Resident Agent Program actually has been in the works for the last 2 years, but working through the logistics and the legalities and trying to make sure that we do things right, we finally have started to hire folks, and they've started to come on board since last month. It's a total of 12 locations, and it's where we're going to place three agents in each location in North Dakota and Minnesota both, and actually one other location in Ashland, Wisconsin. So we've got three Border Patrol agents in each of those locations, and it's communities that are totally away from the traditional Border Patrol stations. Their main focus would be to work with the communities, to work with the local law enforcement agencies, the state agencies and federals and tribals as well, that are in their communities or in their vicinity. And the focus is intelligence. The focus is to develop those partnerships or to expand them and bring in new relationships with community leaders, with neighbors, the community as a whole, and for them to be out there talking to everyone. And the goal would be to gain situational awareness, to make sure that we know what's out there, that we're aware of what's in our areas. And hopefully that awareness will bring us back to border security. Cook County will not see agents. It'll be Virginia, I think, is going to be the closest to Cook County. We do have agents in the Grand Marais area that work very closely with our Office of Field Operations agents or officers there at the POE, at the ports of entry in Grand Portage. And we work very closely with all the other folks, with the tribal folks there, with the Grand Portage band there. They have a law enforcement officer, and we work with the Forest Service there, and we work with the Park Service in those areas as well. And it is a pilot, so we're working on it for a year, and we hope it'll be a success, and we'll evaluate it at the end of the year.
We've been speaking with the Chief Patrol Agent, Rosanelli Hernandez, out of Grand Forks for the Border Patrol, and thank you so much for taking time to talk with us about these issues.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you very much. Anytime.